Hello and welcome to an important edition of podcast at Equity Manager. ये बहुत important podcast है because this is one of those podcasts where we'll try to explain a very key concept in investing and financial management, especially managing your finances on a personal level. This is generic advice, this is generic information जो हम यहाँ share कर रहे हैं. Nothing is specific to buy, sell or do this. This is something which we have experienced and seen and are time-tested methods which work for everyone. So here goes. Today we will introduce to you a concept called as emergency fund. Abhi emergency fund hota kya hai? As the name suggests, it's a fund which comes in use when you have an emergency in life. So what can be an emergency? For example, a medical situation. For example, somebody loses their job for some time, an unavoidable expense like house repair, vehicle repair, which you have not factored in your monthly budget. Statistics show that a vast majority of Indians and people around the world are not equipped to handle any kind of emergency that happens in their life financially. Numbers vary month to month, quarter to quarter. But it even goes up to even 60-70%. This can be verified and looked up online for current numbers. Now, how do we avoid being in this vast majority? Number one, we need to understand that at least 6 months recommended, or maybe more based on a person's situation, could be 12 months of monthly expenses we need to keep in an emergency fund. An emergency fund is money which can be withdrawn in case of an emergency quickly. It is not the fund that is deployed in equity, land, you know, or equity through mutual funds. Jisko withdraw karne ke liye, you may have to think because it might be in positive, it might be in loss, or withdrawal is not immediate. Where can an emergency be parked? It could be put into liquid funds. Liquid funds, जो कि आपको एक दिन में अपने आप आपके हाथ में आ सकते हैं. Or probably, it could be in the form of a asset like gold, which can also be liquidated very quickly. Now, that is separate. But first thing is, how do we develop the emergency fund? First point, you need to know your fixed monthly expenses, which are unavoidable. Which means for the money that you need to survive, rent, or you know, food, travel, education if you have children, which is a must. Nothing like eating out, or you know, I'm talking about travel, which means your fuel expense, or you know, you have to travel through public transport, whichever, but not like discretionary travel like. You know, kahin vacation ke liye gaye, kahin ghumne gaye. And food does not include like eating out or, you know, which you can avoid. So we have to write those down and keep. And then multiply that by 6 months, I would say. Again, it's up to you. It's a personal choice, but generally high recommended is 6 months or maybe up to 12 months. Utna amount aapko ek jagah fixed rakhna hai. So how do we start developing it is, we have to cut down some of our current expenses if our savings will not allow to create this emergency fund. Yani ki agar hamari saving bahut kam hai aur expenses zyada hai. Ya fir if somebody is investing money, let's say hum SIP karte hain ya fir hum koi aur different instruments mein invest karte hain, we need to first reduce that or remove that and develop the emergency fund. Now, you need to, of course, check with your financial advisor for your personal situation. But this is something which is highly recommended by people across the investing world. Emergency fund is the first priority. Investment comes as the next priority. Ab jab emergency fund build up ho jata hai, to usko hame touch nahi karna hai. Important point ye hai ki emergency is not something which comes in your life which is your desire or wish to be fulfilled. Yani ki मैंने देखी है बहुत, मेरे अपने फ्रेंड ने, मेरे फ्रेंड ने, ही हैज़ बॉट अ ब्रांड न्यू फ़ोन एंड आई स्टिल हैव अ फ़ोन विच इज़ फंक्शनिंग बट आई नीड टू रिप्लेस इट, आई मस्ट रिप्लेस इट, आई मस्ट बाई द न्यू गैजेट बिकॉज देर इज़ अ डिस्काउंट, दैट्स नॉट एन एमरजेंसी, आई मस्ट टेक द वेकेशन बिकॉज आई एम फेड अप एंड आई नीड अ ब्रेक, दैट इज़ ऑल्सो नॉट एन एमरजेंसी. Emergency fund is only for such situations where you cannot avoid and you need to spend. That is an emergency. A very important point, agar aap, you know, you want to implement, apne emergency fund ke bare mein apne significant person in your life, maybe if it is your parents or your wife, ko bataye, and usme se withdraw karne ke pehle discuss kare. Kyunki sometimes what we think is an emergency may not be really an emergency, or there may be other options to fulfill that immediate need without touching the emergency fund. So do not neglect the importance of an emergency fund. Do not think that an emergency will not happen to me but to someone else, because an emergency never announces before it's coming. That's why it's called an emergency. And as we know, the vast majority of the world is not prepared for it, which means that in spite of knowing this, people do make mistakes. And for us to be protected, we need to have that safety net, that we, what we call money for a rainy day, available, so that if God forbid that time comes that we need to really fulfill an emergency, we have that money and we do not have to rely on personal loans, asking friends, asking relatives, which is never a happy and pleasant situation for anyone. So start today. Steps to do: write down your fixed expenses, multiply that by 6 months or whatever factor you are comfortable with. Look at what you can save every month to fulfill that figure. If you are unable to find savings, look at what you can cut down in your expenses. If you are investing, consider stop that investing first, create that emergency fund, then start investing. So hope this podcast has been of use to you and you look at this important concept, share it with friends and implement this in your life if you have not. And if you have done so, great, you're one of the few who are prepared for any emergency that may happen in our life. If it doesn't, great. If it does, we are prepared for it. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We will continue to bring such important investing concepts or money financial management concepts to you through our podcasts. Till next time, take care.